AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department unsealed a historic document accusing Donald Trump of mishandling classified documents. The allegations include the documents were stored in a bathroom, shower, ballroom, storeroom, office, and bedroom. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the first time federal criminal charges have been brought against an ex-president. 37 felony counts in the case stemming from the retention of hundreds of documents at his Florida estate. The indictment alleges the documents include White House intelligence briefings related to foreign countries, as well as the military capabilities of the U.S. and other nations. It says the former commander-in-chief described a Pentagon plan of attack and shared a classified map related to an overseas military operation with someone at his New Jersey golf course, and that Trump acknowledged at the time, 2 years ago, he should not be showing the map. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Also charged is Walt Nauta, a Trump aide who was seen on a surveillance camera removing boxes at Mar-a-Lago. Outside the Florida resort are some of Trump's supporters, like Cindy Falco DiCorrado.
I know he's innocent. It's not even how a feeling, it's a fact.
In the Bronx, Charles Chavana says it's about time Trump was charged.
I've lived in New York all my life. I was born here, and I know all the stories going back about their family getting away with a lot of stuff, court settlements, all of this. I think it's time things caught up to him.
The White House has been careful not to comment on the Trump indictment. Yoren Vandersloot pleaded not guilty in Alabama to an extortion charge. He's the chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway in Aruba. Vandersloot is accused of trying to extort money from the missing teen's mother in exchange for revealing the location of Holloway's body. A committee of the Maine legislature signed off on a proposal that would give Maine one of the least restrictive abortion laws in the country. This is AP News. Russia and Belarus are making nuclear weapons arrangements.
President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will deploy some of its tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus next month, a move that the Belarusian opposition described as an attempt to blackmail the West. During a meeting with Belarus's Alexander Lukashenko, Putin said work on building facilities for the nuclear weapons will be completed by July 7 or 8, and they'll be moved to the territory of Russia's neighbor and ally quickly after that. The move comes as Ukraine has stepped up attacks in several sectors of the front line, in what some observers see as the start of its long-expected counter-offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities recovered the body of the captain of a fishing charter boat that was found last month partially submerged in an island in Alaska. The bodies of three of the four passengers aboard the vessel had been previously recovered. The investigation continues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.